Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with, the Mumbai Port Authority is seeking applications for several Class 1 posts, including Welfare Officer 1 position, Senior Welfare Officer 3 positions, with one reserved for persons with benchmark disabilities, and Deputy Manager Welfare. Applications must be submitted online, with the last date for both application submission and fee payment set to December 31st, 2024. All interested candidates can access further details on the Mumbai Port Authority's official website, that is www.mumbaiport.gov.in, under the People and Careers Jobs menu. The National Institute of Design, Madhya Pradesh, NIDMP, has released a recruitment notification for various technical positions on deputation or contract basis. The institute is inviting offline applications from eligible candidates for the following posts: Associate Senior Technical Instructor, Associate Senior Design Instructor, Design Instructor, Assistant Engineer Civil, Assistant Engineer IT, Supervisor Electrical Security, and Technical Assistant, with a range of pay levels and consolidated remunerations. Interested candidates should possess the requisite educational qualifications and relevant experience as specified in the advertisement. The maximum age limit for most positions is 35 years, with a limit of 30 years for the supervisory role. Age relaxations is applicable for SC, ST, OBC, PWD and ex-serviceman candidates as per the guidelines. For complete details regarding the recruitment process and eligibility criteria and the application procedure, candidates are encouraged to visit the official NIDMP website, that is at https://nidmp.ac.in. The Vallabhbhai Patel Chess Institute, affiliated with the University of Delhi, invites applications for the position of consultant policy and research under the National Tobacco Control Program, NTCP, on a purely contractual basis. Eligible candidates with a postgraduate degree in public health or social sciences and 5 years of experience in the health sector, including 3 years in tobacco control, are encouraged to apply. The upper age limit for applicants is 50 years, with a consolidated monthly remuneration of 1 lakh rupees and an annual increment based on performance. Interested candidates should submit their applications along with self-attested certificates to the Deputy Registrar at Vallabhbhai Patel Chess Institute, University of Delhi, Delhi 11007, within 30 days from the advertisement's publication. The envelope should be marked as application to the post of consultant in National Tobacco Control Program, NTCP. For further details, kindly visit www.vpci.org.in/vacancies. The Circle Office of the Department of Posts, India, is inviting applications from eligible Indian citizens for the position of staff car driver. There is one vacancy available under this unit. Interested candidates can find detailed information regarding age limits, eligibility qualifications, experience, application format and other terms and conditions on the official website. The last date for submitting the applications is 12-1-2025. Kindly go on to the website, that is https://www.indiapost.gov.in for further details. The Indian Institute of Heritage, a deemed university under the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of registrar, offering level 13 pay as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates are invited to apply for this prestigious position. Interested individuals should submit their applications in a sealed envelope, clearly stating application for the post of registrar, to the office of the Vice Chancellor at the Indian Institute of Heritage. For detailed information and eligibility criteria, please visit www.iih.nic.in. The Indian Institute of Management, Shillong, is looking for qualified candidates for several administrative positions, including librarian, senior medical officer, senior executive associate to doctor, and manager finance and accounts on contract. Required qualifications range from a PhD in library and information science for the librarian position to an associate member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants for the manager post. Candidates should have relevant post-qualification experience with age limits varying by position. The last date for submission of online applications is set by 15 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For more detailed information on eligibility and application procedures, kindly go on to the website, that is https://www.iimshillong.ac.in. The Commission for Agricultural Costs and Prices, CSCP, under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, invites applications for the position of Economic Officer. This post is to be filled on a deputation, including short-term contract basis in Level 7 as per the 7th CPC. The last date of submission of applications has been extended to 13/1/2025. For detailed information on the eligibility conditions and application process, please visit the CACP website, that is at http://cacp.da.gov.in, under the vacancies section. The UP Council of Agricultural Research is inviting applications from eligible individuals for various posts across different cadres through a deputation basis. Interested candidates can download the details regarding the qualifications, terms and conditions and the prescribed application format from the official website at upcar.up.gov.in. The National Brain Research Center is calling for online applications for various Group A and B posts under the backlog category. The available positions include lecturers in anatomy and physiology at level 11 with specific eligibility criteria including a graduate degree and relevant experience. The last date for submitting applications is 13/1/2025. And for candidates domiciled in specific regions, the last date is extended to 28/1/2025. Candidates are encouraged to check the terms and conditions and access the application form on the NBRC website. Kindly go on to www.nbrc.ac.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.